We know that the word of God has blessed you richly as you have listened to this word in power and excellence. Listen each Sunday at the same time or visit us at 416 DeSoto Street for regular scheduled services, Sunday school starting at 9:45 a.m., Sunday morning worship beginning at 11 o'clock a.m., Wednesdays 7 o'clock p.m., or phone us at 318-253-6232 or 318-264-0301 or on the World Wide Web at pdusk3@aol.com. And remember, there is always room at the cross for you. Now there is
power. You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, Louisiana.
I don't fret because he'll see about me.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 NW Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Yeah, we got a, see the choir got a word too. See, it goes something like this.
Better make up your mind. It's getting late in the evening. The sun is almost down. You better get right while it may be found. I want to know where, who's on the Lord's side. Where did they? I want to know. I want to know about the world of God. I'm on the Lord's side. I'm on. Listen, you got it. Night is coming and you can't find your way. Oh, sinner, I wonder what will you do? You better do today. Tomorrow night promises you. I wanna know. I wanna know. Where did this? I wanna know. Down for winning. Break it down, break it down, break it down. You know what? I'm looking around up in here and I see a section up in here. And I just want this session to shine for me a couple of minutes. Is that all right? Call a brass session. Let me hear y'all horns. Come on. Put y'all hands together. here. I got another session over here to the left. Hey, Mr. Drummer, I want you to work that thing for me one time. I got a friend in the back of me, Mr. Organ. Let me see what you're working with today. All right, come on. Hold up one second. And then you know what? I got one of the baddest choirs in the state of Louisiana. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Break it down for 1 minute. Mr. Choir, I need my Pleasant Hill Choir to sing Get Up For Me. Put y'all hands together tonight. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. Get on up, if you're on the Lord's side. Who's on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side? Get up, oh yeah. Get on up, get on up. That happened to the blind man. Let me get a little bit of that.
Says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. If God has been good to you, you ought to show some kind of a sign that you know him. Amen. I told y'all a couple of Sundays ago, I was blessed to hear Patti LaBelle sing that song, but I got to say, she didn't do it any better than our own Brother Palmer. Let's thank God for Brother Palmer and our choir. Who's on the Lord's side? Amen. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege, and it is our prayer, O God, that you would speak a word into the hearts and into the minds of your people, that they will know that you're God and that you're God all by yourself. We thank you. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God, to our ministers and our officers and all of you, the people of God, who share with us in the house of God, to those who watch us by way of the internet and to those who listen to us by way of radio. We greet you with divine love, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, ushers. Thank you. Amen. I want to call your attention this morning to the 119th number of the Book of Psalms, the 119th number of the Book of Psalms, and we're going to walk through some of it, and amen, I want to encourage you to read all of it in your private time, amen, the 119th number of the Book of Psalms. Now, if you've been in church any amount of time, you know that this Book of Psalms is a song book, amen, and most of it was penned by the psalmist David, great king of Israel, amen, God's servant. And then there are some passages that are penned by others, but it is a songbook. They didn't have, amen, Hezekiah Walker, and they didn't have John P. Key and these other folk, but they had the Book of Psalms. And again, I want to encourage all of you to read it in your private time. If you have any admiration of the Word of God, then this particular passage of Scripture will offer great meaning to you. Amen. And I want to talk to you about the power of the Word. That's what I want to talk about this morning, the power of the Word. Because as you look at this 119th number of the Book of Psalms, it is what I consider one of the greatest songs of David. Every child of God ought to take the time and read this particular psalm. Now, let me tell you that at face value, there is nothing majestic about it. Amen. There's nothing about it that will cause you to become emotionally attached to it. But if you're one who is looking for more than mere emotionalism, and let me just tell you, my brothers and sisters, that your walk with God and your relationship with God ought to be more than an emotional experience. See, I had to learn, amen, through my many years of being in church that, amen, everybody crying ain't crying because they love Jesus. I've had to learn, amen, that everybody shouting ain't shouting for Jesus. I've had to learn that everybody preaching ain't necessarily preaching for Jesus. And so it is that our relationship with God must be more than an emotional experience. As a matter of fact, it ought to be predicated upon how well you know the man. Can I get a witness today? That's why this 119th number of the Book of Psalms is so dear to me, because it talks about the Word of God. Amen. And if you're going to know God, you've got to know His Word. A lot of folk with bumper stickers, WWJD, and people have wristbands that say WWJD, which stands for What Would Jesus Do? And I have concluded that many of them have no idea as to what Jesus would do because they don't know His Word. Amen. So if there's anybody here today who's looking for more than mere emotionalism, if you're one that has determined in his or her heart that you want to have more than just a zeal of God, you want to have knowledge of God, then this particular text ought to excite you. Because it's a song, my brothers and sisters, that glorifies the Word of God. Before you read it, you should know that it is divided into 22 parts, according to the number of letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And each part consists of 8 verses. You also need to note that there are only 5 verses out of all of these 176 verses that make no mention or reference to the Word of God. Through reading this psalm, you will find that there is constant reference made to God's Word. David here refers to the Word of God as His ordinances. It's referred to as His statutes, His precepts, His judgments, His testimonies, His law, His truth, and His way. All of these expressions are synonymous to God's Word. Now, I told you that David divided up this 119th number of the book of Psalms according to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And the reason he does this is so that it might be easier to remember and to recite. What good does it do, amen, to study the word if you don't remember the word? Every believer ought to have some word in them. Amen. Amen. You ought to remember some word. Your parents, you ought to teach your children to learn some passages of scripture. Amen. Some are more dear to us than others. But one thing I know is that in the time of trouble, amen, I thank God for a word that will come up in my heart, a word in my distress, a word in my pain, a word in my tears that will come up and say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. You ought not ever get tired of reading the word or hearing the word, because is there anybody here today who knows that there is power in the word of God? Well, let's just look at a few of the things that God makes available to us through his word. David begins under the first alphabet by saying, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Amen. You Bible readers know that that word blessed translates happy. And so what David is telling you, my brother, my sister, that if you really want to be happy, amen, it ain't about winning the lottery. If you really want to be happy, it's not, amen, about finding the right sugar daddy or sugar mama, amen. If you really want to be happy, I got some mature believers in the house who will even tell you it's not even about the name in your suit. It's not about the name on your shoes. It's not about the name of your purse. Amen. Some folk get happy. You know, I've seen ladies just lose their mind over a Coach bag. Amen. Or a Dumi. What's that other one? Who? She holding hers up. Amen. Get happy over bag. Amen. And I don't want to get in trouble, but somebody said some folk, amen, got purses cost more than anything they got in the purse. I ain't talking about nobody. Amen. But is there anybody here today who knows that if you know the word of God, you really understand what true happiness is all about? Can I really drive it a little farther? Amen. Because when you know the word of God, not only are you happy, but you have joy. And I believe I have some witnesses today who know that joy is better than happiness. Because do you know what? You're happy when things are happening the way you want them to happen. And some of y'all are mad and looking mean and mean mugging and won't say amen and won't shout amen because things are not happening the way you want them to happen. But what I love about the word of God, what I love about Jesus the Christ, is that if you know you've got Jesus, let the bank account run low, but I still have joy. Amen. Let folk turn their backs on me, but I still have joy. Let folk lie on me and talk about me and scandalize my name, but you can't steal my joy. He says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Now, I need to tell you that a part of that joy, a part of that happiness, as it relates to your knowledge of the word, it implies that when you know the word, you walk a little better. It suggests that when you know the word, amen, your sin meter ought to come down. Y'all don't want to say nothing now. Because he says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. That tells me that if I want to walk right, I better get some word in me. Can I get a witness today? But then he says, with respect to the next alphabet, he says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. See, there are a lot of folk, amen, amen, who get religion because of trouble. There are a lot of folk, amen, who find God because, you know, trouble comes. But what the psalmist says is that if somebody's talking about walking right, if they're talking about living right, if they're talking about doing right, but they are trying all of that without paying heed to the word of God, they just making noise. See, because if you really want to change your walk, if you really want to cleanse your talk, stop cussing so much and lying and all that dirt, amen, then you will learn to get in the word. But can I tell you something else that has to happen? You can't just get in the word. You got to let some word get in you. Oh, y'all don't want to say nothing. See, because what's in you is going to come out. You've been trying to figure out why you can't stop cussing because, amen, can I tell you why? It's because you need to replace those words, amen, amen, with some word. Can I get a witness? Anybody here can remember a time when folk used to rub you the wrong way and you know some of those words that would immediately come to your mind, but after you started getting in the word and letting the word get in you, you found yourself, instead of cussing folks, saying, God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. So if you're going to cleanse your way, you've got to get in the word. Tell your neighbor there's power in the word. He goes on in verse 17, underneath the cloak of the third alphabet of the Hebrew tongue, he goes on to say, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Do you know what he's saying? He's saying, the psalmist is saying, God, keeping your word is so important to me. That Lord, I really want to keep it. And so I need you to do something for me. I need you to bless me in such a way that I ain't got to, amen, work 9 to 5 or 9 to 12, that I ain't got to labor, amen, and go through stress and heartache. God, bless me in such a way so I can spend time in your word. Anybody in here know that God will bless you, amen, so you can spend time in the word? Not only is he saying, bless me, give me bounty, bountifully, amen. That means bless me abundantly. He's also saying, God, let me live a long time so I can glory in your word. Hallelujah. And that just brings my mind over here to Brother Sewell. God bless you, Brother Sewell. Stand up, Brother Sewell. Brother Sewell is celebrating his 96th birthday. Amen. 96 years. 96 years. Now, as long as I have known Brother Sewell, Brother Sewell has been in the church, in the word. The word has been in him. I wanted to point it out because he's a living witness. See, some of y'all taking a censer. Censer, ain't that stuff you sprinkle on your food and make you don't want to eat so much? Amen. I done sprinkled so much censer, and it just makes me hungrier. Some of y'all been running and jogging and lifting weights and all that, because I want to live a long time. But I've come by on this Sunday morning, and Brother Sewell has stood as a witness on this Sunday morning that if you want to live a little while, get in the word. Is there anybody here who wants to live a little while? I dare you to get in the word. He says in verse 23, princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Y'all, you know what he's saying? He's saying that there were folks sitting around talking about him, folk lying on him, but instead of him coming down to their level, you know how some of us say, I don't get mad, what? I get even, and then some of the real bad folks say, I don't get even, I get ahead. Amen. Amen. But the psalmist said, while they were sitting around talking about me, instead of me coming down to their level, he says, I stayed in the word. Amen. He said, the more they lied, the more I stayed in the word. The more they talked about me, I stayed in the word. And he says, I'm still here. Some of them are gone. Anybody in here had haters and enemies? Folk, amen, who did you wrong? Amen. But don't God have a way of making your enemies your footstool? Doesn't the Lord have a way, amen, of handling your enemies? And so instead of cussing them out, instead of fighting with them, get in the word. Tell your neighbor, get in the word. Get in the word. Stay in the word. When people would set out to destroy you, stay in the word. When people talk about you, stay in the Word. If you want long life, you'll find it in the Word. But then David realized that in this life, sometimes we will get discouraged. Sometimes we will have to deal with depression. But he discovered, amen, in verse 25, that there is rejuvenation. There is revival in God's word. Look at what he says in verse 25. He says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me, or make me alive according to thy word. He was saying, Lord, I'm down and I'm depressed, and I counsel folk all the time, Christians, amen, who have to contend with depression, and there ain't nothing wrong, amen, with realizing that you're depressed. Something is wrong, though, when you don't come to the one who can rescue you out of your depression. Is about anybody here ever been down? You ever felt down on yourself? Amen. You ever been depressed? You ever had heart? Come on, life can. Don't act like you come in here on a bed of ease. Don't act like everybody likes you. Don't act like all your bills are paid. Don't act like you don't have any trouble in your life. But the good news of the hour is that by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God, He can make you alive again. He can restore your joy. He can give you hope. For tomorrow, you ought to give him praise today. Then under the next alphabet, you'll find that there is instruction or knowledge in God's word. So if you're looking for a plan, if you want a blueprint for successful living, you'll find it in the word. I say the word. I didn't say the horoscope. I said the word. Amen. I didn't say psychics. Amen. I said in the word. If you want a blueprint for your future, if you want to know how you ought to live your tomorrow, thank God there's an answer in the Word. Oh, and I don't know how you feel about it today, but I'm so glad that whatever I need from the Lord, I can find it in the Word. I can find happiness in His Word. I can find cleansing in His Word. I can find life in His word. I can find rejuvenation in His word. I can find instruction in His word. And I don't have time to go through all 22 of these alphabet, but it goes on to let us know that we can find mercy in His word. We can find hope in His word. We can find blessings in His word. We can find judgment in His word. You can find a helping hand in His word. As a matter of fact, out of all the words known to man, there is nothing more powerful than the word of God. Philosophy, with its unending questions, fails in its comparison to the word of God. Science, with its concepts and fundamental beliefs, does not measure up to the word of God. If you take all of the prominent speakers from all of the ages and compare what they have said to what God has said, their words will be as a sounding brass and as a tinkling cymbal. There has never been an individual or group whose words carry more power, whose words carry more authority than the word of God. Is there anybody here today who knows that there is power in the word of God? Do you know what I like about it? I found out that His word is a bed to rest upon. I found out that His word is a sure foundation. I found out that His word is bread to the hungry. I found out that His word is comfort to the lonely. I found out that His word is hope to the hopeless. His word is rest to the weary. And do you know what I like about it? Even though the winds of persecution have blown against the word still stands. Even though the waves of immorality have lashed against the word,
Tell your neighbor the word still stands. Even